We're doing Eov. We're up to, it's called the 39th chapter, the 5th Pasuk. Hashem is continuing with his claims to Eov. What exactly have you done in this world? Mishilach perech ofshihi umosirot arod mifiteach. Hashem says, who's the one that made a wild animal wild? Mishilach perech ofshi. Who made the wild animal free, a free spirit running freely in the wild fields? Because if you try to capture a wild animal and tame it, you're not going to be able to. And who took the wild donkey, which no one was able to tame? Who's the one that cut off its straps? Mosirot are the straps that bind an animal. Hashem says, I gave it that nature. I made it that it remains free, that no one can use it for any domesticated work. That I made his home, the home of the wild animal, out in the deserts. Umishkinotav melecha, and I made its resting places out in the salty, wild, barren places. That's where these wild animals grow. Who did that for those animals to keep them free? Yishak lahamon kirya. He laughs at the noise of the city because he has nothing to do with it. He has nothing to do with civilization. When he hears the civilization and the fact that other animals are in straps, he laughs at it. Tishuot noges lo yishma. He doesn't have to hear some master yelling at him, telling him what to do. Who gave him that freedom? Yitur harim nir'ehu. The yitur, latur means to spy out, so to speak, to tour. Yitur harim, the touring of mountaintops. Nir'ehu, that's how he grazes. He doesn't have to search for, he doesn't have to have his master give him food, but rather he just, the grazing off mountaintops, touring different mountaintops, that's where he gets his food. V'achal kol yarok yidrosh. And he seeks out his own green grass. Hayove rim ovdehecha. Do you think, that the rim, what is the rim? So, the commentary generally interpret that the rim is a reference to the re'en, which is some huge wild animal that's even discussed in the Torah. Tafot re'im lo, the Torah says. So the re'en is some kind of animal with huge horns, a huge animal. So hayove rim, do you think that the re'en wants to ovdecha, to serve you? Im yalin al avusecha. You think he's going to stick around to eat from your trough? Hatikshorim betelem avotoho. Do you think that you can tie this re'im with onto the path that it should plow for you? Im yisadid amakim acharecha. Do you think that you can use him to plow the fields for you? Do you think you could use him and then you're going to be able to plant those fields? Yisaded or yishaded is a reference to making the field worthy of planting. Yisaded is like make it into a field. He's plowing it to make it into a field. Yisaded amakim. He will convert into fields the depth. He will take the depths, convert them into fields, acharecha, following you. He ain't going to do it. Hativ techbo, kirav kochoho. Can you count on him because he has so much strength? Theoretically, it would be great if you could harness that strength. But can you? V'tazov elav yigiyecha. Could you leave him to do all your toils? He has a lot of strength. Hatamin bo ki yashiv zarehecha v'gonecha yehesof. Can you rely on him that he should bring back your harvest? V'gonecha yehesof and collect your grains? You can't trust him to do all of that. He'll eat everything. So, Hashem turns to him and says, you can't use him, and you can't feed him. So who does? Why is he in this world? And who takes care of his food? You have wild animals out there. Who's running this whole world? Look around. Who ensures that all those creatures have food? You have this wild re'en. You can't use the re'en, and you can't feed the re'en, and you wouldn't trust the re'en because he'll finish all the food you could produce. And yet he's around. Who feeds him? You wouldn't trust him with anything because you know he'd consume everything you have. Ah, but then what does he eat every day? Hashem's saying, I take care of these wild animals. I take care of these creatures. I take care of everyone's food. You're asking me how I run my world? Wait a second. You're asking me, do I follow what's going on in the world? Well, tell me. If I don't, then who's taking care of everything you see all around you? To be continued tomorrow.